When the angels had gone away from the shepherds into heaven, and the shepherds had seen the angel of the Lord and heard him proclaiming that the Lord was born, and they had seen the multitude of the heavenly army praising God, what did the shepherds do? Did they need to sit down and think about what to do? No. They said, "Let us go now and see this saying that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." They were saying, "Let's go, because whatever the Lord says to us is wonderful and it's true." So they came with haste. They came hurrying. Why did they hurry? Because they were so eager to see what the Lord had made known to them. And so they came to Bethlehem, because the angel had told them it was in the city of David. So they came to Bethlehem and they looked until they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And they knew that it was the Lord, because the angel had given them this sign that they would find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. How wonderful to see what the angel of the Lord had told them. How wonderful to see the Lord himself, this little baby. And because of what the angel had told them, they knew that he was going to grow up to be the Savior, the King, Yehovah himself. And when they had seen the Lord, what did the shepherds do next? They made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this little child. Made known abroad means they told everyone. They told their family, they told their friends, they told everyone they knew. And what did they tell them? They told them what the angel of the Lord had said to them. They probably told them how they were watching their flock by night, and suddenly the angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and how frightened they were, and how the angel had said to them, "Do not be afraid, because I'm bringing you wonderful news that the Lord is born," and how they came and found him just the way the angel had said, and that the angel said that this baby was going to be the Lord, Yehovah. That's what they made known abroad. And when people heard what the angel, the shepherds told them, what did people think? It says they marveled. They thought it was wonderful. It gave them hope and trust in the Lord. And while people were marveling about what the shepherds had told them, Mary kept all these sayings. She didn't forget a single one. And she pondered them in her heart, thinking and thinking about these sayings of the Lord through the angels. What does it mean? Full of love to the Lord. And then the shepherds returned. They went back home to their homes and their caring for their sheep, praising and glorifying God for all that they had heard and seen as it was spoken to them. Now the shepherds were the first people to see the Lord when he was born. How can we be like the shepherds? How can we be people whom the angels can come to and call us to come see the Lord, and we can actually come see him? How can we be like that? Spiritual shepherds, shepherds in the spiritual sense of the word, are people who love the Lord's word. They love the truths of the Lord's word for their own life and to share them with other people. Shepherds guard their flocks by night, just like the shepherds in this story. They guard them against lions and robbers. And we can do a similar thing spiritually, guarding the innocent and loving states that are in ourselves from the Lord and in other people, guarding them from spiritual lions and robbers. And we do that by sharing truths from the Lord, because the truths from the Lord keep us all safe. For example, we know the Lord teaches us, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And because of these sayings of the Lord, we are careful not to tell cruel lies about each other. In that way, the Lord's word itself is like a shepherd to us, keeping us all safe and enabling us to guard ourselves and guard each other from the lions and the robbers. Good shepherds feed their flocks, making them lie down in green pastures and leading them beside the still waters. And we can do a similar thing for each other when we share the hope that we get from the Lord's word and from what the Lord has said to us. We can share the hope of going to heaven and being with the Lord and being with all of our friends whom we love and who love us. We can share the hope that we are going to have a job to do, a use that we love doing. We'll get to do it with our friends and for our friends to help them. We can share the hope that we are going to be with the married partner that the Lord has provided for us, and so we will be very happy. These are ways in which the Lord feeds us and we can feed each other from His word. Shepherds are people who love the Lord's word, and it's interesting to see in this story about the shepherds how many times it talks about the Lord's sayings and people sharing them with each other. When the angels had gone away, the shepherds said to each other, "Let us now go and see this saying which the Lord has spoken to us." And when they came, they saw the Lord. They went and they told everyone, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this little child. And all who heard marveled at those things which were spoken to them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these sayings, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it was spoken to them. So you can see that there's a close connection between being a good shepherd and loving the things that the Lord says to us. Good shepherds love what the Lord teaches us in the Word. They love them to apply them to their own life and to share them with each other so we all have the Lord's Word in common. In that way, the Lord can be the Savior of all of us and the King of all of us together. Good shepherds do not think that they are smarter than the Lord's word. They believe what the Lord says in His word because the Lord says it, and they love to do it. So these are the ways in which we can be spiritual shepherds, that the angels can call and lead us to see the Lord. We can be good shepherds who return praising and glorifying God for all that they have heard and seen, as it is spoken to us by the Lord. Amen.